Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Janet Entine.
Hi, Jan.
And really, it's another, you know, it's amazing how fast the time flies on this show. This is the last segment of the show and the last segment of the Christina Luce show, which that brings a tear to everybody's eye. I mean, you just can't help it. And the amazing thing with this piece of the program, always, the amount of information that, honestly, you have to call 311. If you heard something and you didn't jot it down between that last one with the school, I don't even remember the name of it there, but it's just, really, you just got to call 311. It's just, it's too much that's being offered that in the town of North Hempstead specifically, and we talk about this all the time, and Janet agrees, there's no reason to be bored.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so much to do. And most of this stuff, if it's not totally free, it's nominal. I mean, we're not putting people out of pocket. You know, out of a lot of money.
No, it's just important too, you know. And what is wonderful is like the connection that we have, you know, because all of our social workers and nurses, when we get, you know, I'm sent these resources, I scan it in, and I send it out to all of them, so they add it to their, you know, resource bank. So when you're dealing with them, they have a plethora of information and places they could connect you to. So it's just it's a great system we have going on there. But just briefly, I want to go back to the Fun Day Monday Health Fair and just give a shout out to the sponsors. It's AgeWell New York, Marquee Rehabilitation, Northwell Health, Parker Jewish Institute, and Glen Cove Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation. They're sponsoring the health fair as well as the Salute to Our Troops, which will be in August. It's August 28th, which is my personal favorite. It's the last Fun Day Monday, and it's just really an amazing thing. There's arts, there's crafts, there's hobbies, classic car show, which is amazing. I mean, the cars they have there at the beach, they're all lined up, and it's really stunning. The Dixieland Band, and there'll be hot dogs, as we mentioned last week, the popular hot dogs that are available there, and popcorn, too.
I believe my friend's coming to this one.
Yes.
Paul, I think.
He should be, because I showed Gia the amazing work that he does.
Okay. And Paul has, he's somebody who was on this show maybe 6 months ago. He wrote a book about fish. I mean, he's very creative. And he made some art pieces that...
He's amazing. John's like not even doing him fully justice. He was on to talk about his salt, because he has the largest saltwater fish tank.
Right.
So it was a whole interview about, you know, this amazing fish tank. And these are just like his hobby. But then, you know, he also was a veteran.
Right.
As well, it was Vietnam he was served in, and you know, he talked a little bit about Vietnam, and I mean those stories, we were, you know, John didn't even realize, you know, like half of it. And then on top of this, he makes he makes lamps and different statues out of all metals and recyclable material, which
Holy
is
man,
it's completely amazing. I mean, I wish I could show the pictures. So hopefully, you know, he will be at Fun Day Monday, and people can go see that in the flesh, because it was
It's very good.
It was really, really amazing. So. Thank you to all the sponsors for that. I just wanted to give them a special shout out. Also coming up on Tuesday, August 1st, is the National Night Out. It's really a wonderful program. It's been going on for a few years now. And it's really all about getting the community together and kind of crime prevention as well. So the parade will be happening at 5:30 p.m. and it starts at the Salvation Army on Prospect Avenue in Westbury. The festivities begin at 6 p.m. at Bunky Reed Park. That's right near the Yes We Can Community Center. There'll be music, singing, dancing. Healthcare service providers will be there. I know Project Independence will have a table there. There'll be all kinds of cultural entertainment, educational resources, refreshments, giveaways, screenings, raffles. And this event is sponsored by Applebee's, North Shore Child and Family Guidance Center, and Target. So it's just nice to support the community and, you know, make a pledge for this crime prevention, which I think is another wonderful thing that North Hempstead is providing. And we also had the big event was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Oh, 2 days ago. Was on Wednesday. Was the releasing of the quail.
Oh, yes.
It was a big, huge event. I know a couple of people. One, they said it was really quite amazing. They released the quails in two different spots along the Hempstead Harbor Trail to prevent these ticks, which I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Hopefully there will be a reduction in tick things, because I just think I'm so fascinated. You know, we always laugh on the show because there's just North Hempstead really does super innovative things. You know, last year there was the bat boxes that combated mosquitoes.
Bat condos.
Oh, excuse me, bat condos, yes. We're very fancy in North Hempstead. And then, you know, now they're doing this quail thing, which is really to combat ticks. And, I mean, and the news has been, you know, rampant with all these tick things, and
Very much so, and
the impact it really has when people get, you know, get a tick bite. It's really horrendous. It could completely, you know, devastate people's lives. So this is just, and which is nice, this is an eco-friendly way of kind of doing this. So hopefully it
I saw Judy in the afternoon.
She was excited
about it, yeah.
Yeah, because these quails are the cutest things ever. So.
And I wanted to bring my grandson, Lucas, but I just had a day that was just busy. I said, last week when we were on the show, and I said, let me check my calendar. And I looked, I said, I couldn't change stuff.
I mean,
but
I'm
it would
sure
be fun to see.
I'm sure if you go, though, you could probably see these quails running around the beach now. So I'm sure they're hanging out.
Yeah, that's true, too.
At the trail, yeah. We're fingers crossed they're there.
Hope they didn't go to New Jersey. This would have been for nothing.
But I just think it's really great. You know, we always laugh on the show because North Hempstead and Supervisor Bosworth, you know, it's really, they cover all their bases. You know, it's, you know, they're helping senior programming. There's kid-friendly programs, the environment. And then there's always these animal-friendly things, too, that go on. So it's really quite the township. So, you know, to all of them, just thank you.
And the other big thing is the veteran thing, too.
Yep.
Like some of the Project Independence stuff is offered to veterans, even if they're not seniors.
Absolutely. And that's an important thing. You know, we want to definitely mention, you know, and we'll be talking about it more and more, obviously, as, you know, Veterans Day comes up. But we have, through Project Independence, we were able to allocate one of our gerontologists, Gail Sellis, who she provides services, obviously, to seniors in the Port Washington region. She now, you know, I think it's probably about like 2 years now. I'm not even completely sure. I think it's 2 years. Has been providing these veteran services because it was a need that came up. It came up out of the Veterans Advisory Committee for North Hempstead that it would really be beneficial. So we were able to, without, you know, having to add more resources, just changing some things around, Gail is able to provide services to veterans who are, you know, not, you know, all ages, which I think is huge, and people don't necessarily know that. And she really helps them and connects them. And the big part with veterans is the paperwork. Because it's, I mean, a very extensive paperwork you have to fill out. There's things you need to get, proof of different things. And Gail helps to really facilitate this, which I think is great. You know, and she'll be in contact with the person on the other end saying, you know, what stage are we at, and keep you in the loop because it can be extremely overwhelming. So if you are a veteran or if you are a spouse of a veteran, please call 311, and Gail can really lead you into all different things that you might have no idea that you're entitled to. So that's a definitely important thing to mention. Also coming up, we want to remind people that the town receiver of taxes is reminding residents that the second half of general taxes is due on Thursday, August 10th. And there's a whole bunch of dates also around town. If town hall isn't obviously the easiest place for you to get to, you can go to all different collection sites throughout the town, which I think is great. The next one is coming up actually on Monday, July 31st.
Okay.
They'll be at Port Washington. They'll be at Hector Gale Roslyn Community Center. Then they'll be at Fuchsia Park on August 1st. Yeah, so they're literally everywhere. They'll be at Clinton G. Martin Park. So there'll certainly there's a destination near you to go to for that. So we just want to remind people August 10th to check that out. Also is a great thing. I know, Janet, you have grandkids and John has grandkids. So I think what's nice is that the town offers these free drop-in recreation programs throughout North Hempstead. It started on July 5th. It goes till August 18th. And their programs are available at Broadway Park in Garden City Park, Charles Fuchsia Park in Carr Place, and John D. Kammerer Park in Albertson from July 5th to August 18th. They're completely free, and you do not need to register for this program. You just have to be accompanied by, you know, a parent or, you know, a grandparent that's bringing you there.
Okay, so call me Stoey, because I read this, and I had to read it three or four times.
Yes.
This is four children, what
four
ages?
Children. You know, that's a great thing. I think it's all ages. You know, I could actually look into that more because I don't...
I just thought that if it was a press release, it should have
a
bullet
about
children,
you know,
ages.
I think it's actually...
Know, 5 to 10 or whatever
that's
it is.
That's a great point because, you know, even on the flyer, it doesn't even mention the ages of the... So I think it's probably a mix, but I could actually find that out for
I'm sure it
that's
is.
That's something important because there's all different programs. There's sport games, arts and crafts, and more. So it probably does offer things for all different ages because they have different, you know, things that you'd be able to partake in. But I just think it's nice. You know, a lot of people are always trying to figure out, ugh, like, you know, the day comes, what do I do? You know, the camps are very expensive, and if you're not enrolled in a camp, you know, you're always trying, you know, my friends are always always trying to find things for their kids to do every day. And I think it's nice that, you know, you could just wake up and on a whim go to this program and not have to worry about having to have registered for this, too. So
a lot of times in the summer, all of a sudden, it's a last minute. Something happens. Somebody was going to come over to visit and they can't. And now you're, I don't mean you're stuck. You have a day unplanned with a 5 and a 9-year-old.
Right.
Guess what?
And you
you need
scream.
Something.
So you bring them to this recreation program, which I think will certainly be good. Also going on, you know, we had them on the radio. The wonderful Parks Department offers tons and tons of concerts all throughout North Hempstead. I mean, I could do a whole segment alone on all the programs available there. But you can call 311 and get a whole listing of all the programs available throughout North Hempstead. And I see our time is running out as I'm running out of air. But I also want to remind people that next week we're going to have a great show with Barbara Melman, who we've had on before. And on top of being our go-to, she does computers, but also she's quite the guru in traveling options for seniors.
Yes. She's amazing.
Yes, she really, I mean, she and she's constantly, I mean, I can't even.
Her stuff on my computer. Like the Free New York.
Oh, yes.
And the
yes.
Yeah,
she runs around. I mean, she's always traveling somewhere, and she finds these wonderful programs that I think you know, people are not fully aware of. So Barbara will be on the show. We will also have on Mark Krieger, who, John, I think you had
knew.
It's a clothing pantry they have. So they'll talk about it. And it's just a beautiful story, kind of how they got involved in that, too. So they will be on the show, too. So it's quite the jam-packed. We're just keeping it plowing through in August.
Terrific. I want Janet, thank you so much. It was great seeing you again.
My pleasure.
Of course, Victoria, you do a phenomenal job here. We'll be back next week. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. Have a great weekend.